A Morristown farm is gearing up for an old-fashioned community barn raising, but the community in this case is coming from around the globe. VPR's Amy Noyes stopped by to check in on the progress.
It was a tough winter for Thea Alvin. On December 18th, life changed overnight for her and her partner, Michael Klucke.
So the fire happened in the middle of the night. It was 3 a.m. when Mike woke up, looked out the window, and I woke up hearing his raspy voice. He couldn't get the words out. And I continue, even to this day, to repeat the words, "the barn." And he couldn't say more. And I woke up because he said "the barn." And I looked at him and his face was glowing.
Glowing from the reflection of flames sparked by an electrical fire.
The flames were 60 feet in the air over the top, and you just manic, frantic.
They threw on clothes and tried to get everyone out. There were people who rented rooms in the rambling farmhouse and animals in the barn and other outbuildings. The people were safe. The animals were not. There were goats, guinea fowl, chickens, and a rabbit. Only the rabbit and 2 chickens survived.
So we had those 3 animals that lived, and we lost 10 goats. 4 of them were babies that were born here on the farm, and we were at their birth and, you know, touched them every day and loved them and lost them.
And the property damage extended beyond the barn.
So we lost a fair third of the house. It was a timber frame that burnt, and it was 10 feet away from the barn. And the barn was completely destroyed. And the area that used to be a chicken coop was completely destroyed, and that we had converted into a studio for Michael's artwork.
In addition to housing animals, the barn also served as a storage space and an art gallery. You see, the property was more than Alvin's home and farm. It was an artist's community.
We were 7 people before the fire, and we're a small art colony so that everyone shared the house and had studios and made their art. So cost of living was low for everybody. And now it's 2 of us and 2 dogs and 3 goats and unknown quantity of chickens and 6 ducks and a rabbit and some fish.
And in the past week, those numbers have temporarily swelled with house guests and tents popping up around the yard. They're woodworkers, here to hand-hew beams into a new timber frame barn. Alvin is a stonemason, and she works with natural builders all over the world. When she asked for help building a barn, they came.
So the tribes are gathering. We have 2 people coming today. A woman has come in from Nicaragua. A man is driving from southern Illinois. We've already received a girl from Switzerland who lives in Italy, and a friend is coming from Hawaii. I have people from Ohio and Massachusetts.
And partly because Alvin's farm is historic and visible, right on Route 100 near the Morrisville Stowe Airport, her local community has been moved to pitch in as well.
It's devastating for me as the homeowner, but you don't really realize how important an iconic structure in the community is until it's gone. And the amount of people who have stopped and grieved with me, you know, in the driveway, they don't know me. They just understand, you know, they get it that this is devastating. And now they have an opportunity also for themselves to heal.
While her community of builders from around the world is gathered, Alvin's local community is pitching in to help feed them. They're dropping off food, lending grills, and just stopping by to show support. Starting Friday, Alvin expects about 100 volunteers on her farm as the barn is erected. There'll be general laborers, painters, cooks, and even musicians. And if you have some time to spare, she'd love to see you too. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.